Ready? Let's start from Daf. Everyone got it? Pay a Meralef. Pay Aleph a Meralef. Okay? Everyone got it by the dot. It's about 10 lines from the top. Okay? Go ahead, Mayor. Why don't you read the Gemara? Amarav. You see it? 10 lines from the top, guys. It's the dot there. I don't know if you have a dot. It's the end of the line.
Pay
a Meralef. Yeah, pay Aleph a Meralef. Pay Aleph a Meralef. Okay? Yeah, I'm a Rav. It's the end of the line. Starts Amar. About 12 lines. Is the last word on the line. Go ahead. Oh, so what does it mean that you're Malkin al Yichud? So the Gemara says that someone who is over the Isser of Yichud is given Makis Martis. Okay? You're not allowed to be alone with a woman that you're prohibited to live with. And if you do, you're given Makis Martis, which is Nisa Midrabanan. Okay? That's what it means, Malkin al Yichud. Some guy does this, we'll flog him. With Malkis, that's Midrabanan. Makis Martis is Malkis, that's Midrabanan. Okay? Yeah? Malkin al Yichud. Go ahead, what's the second statement?
Amar Rashi.
No, the second statement of Rav. Vein Osrin. What Vein Osrin al Yichud? What does it mean, Vein Osrin al Yichud? We don't what? We don't aser her on Yichud. Meaning that if she was what? If she was alone with the man, we don't aser her. So let's see Rashi, what's it talking about? It's talking about a single woman or a married woman. It's not clear from the Gemara. Okay, we're going to see it's a Machlokes Rashi Taisis. Let's see Rashi. Go ahead, Malkin.
How would she be aser if she's a single woman?
We'll see. She'll be aser to a Kohen in the future, because she might be a Zoner. Okay? All right, let's see. Go ahead, Rashi, Malkin, what?
Malkin.
Martis means Makis Martis Midrabanan. The three shittos, whether Makis Martis is three floggings, 13 or 39. Go ahead, Vein Osrin. We don't ask for a married woman on her husband because of Yichud. Okay?
Quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
If a married woman is, let's say she's raped, or I guess it's a two-pronged question. One is if she was raped, like clearly, you know, she had nothing.
If it was raped, if he was a Yisrael or a Levi, she's mutter to her husband.
But if she's a Kohen,
no. Done. They have to get divorced.
And if she...
Or he's usher to her. I mean, yeah. Then it's a nice thing to divorce her because she can't marry anyone else, you know. She'll be an aguna. But they can't be together. If it's a Kohen. It's a halachic catastrophe. Okay?
What is that?
It's a terrible thing. The marriage has to end.
Right. And if she was purposely mizanim with someone, wasn't she raped, would she also be asked to Israel or Levi or not?
Yes. Anytime case, she does a baratzon, she's done. Right. Anytime a woman is mizanim baratzon, she's done. He's got to divorce her. Okay, let's see the Gemara, guys. Daf peah aleph amid aleph. Okay, let's see your Gemara. Peah aleph amid aleph. Okay, let's see. You got your Gemara there? Simi, let's see. Peah aleph amid aleph. Okay, let's go. Okay, so we have this din. Mayor, let's read it again. Guys, look inside. Pay Aleph from off 10 lines to 12 lines from the top. Go ahead. Amar what? Let's see it again. Amar what? Amar Av. You see that if someone does an Isser Yichud, Svi, let's see it. Come on, Adam. Okay? Pay Aleph from Aleph. If someone has Yichud with a woman he's usher to, we flog him in the Rabbanan. Plain and simple. Okay? However, we don't usher. So Rashi says we're talking about a married woman. Okay? Rashi says we're talking about a married woman. So if a married woman has yichud with a guy, she does not become usher to her husband. Okay? But the fact that she did it, we flog her. Okay? David, pay aleph from an aleph. Towards the top. Mayor, please show him pay aleph from an aleph. Now, please get this down. The Chuvas Arush writes in Klal Lamed Beis Osir Aleph. The Gemara says, Os ein osun ala yichud. But it doesn't say osun alav. Let's see the Gemara there. Yeah? So you borrowed a Gemara right in front of you, Lamaise, okay? So what does it say? Ain osun ala yichu, vein osun olav. What does osun olav mean? On yichu we don't ask her. But what if there are adim that see her doing chibuk v'nishuk with another man? That's not her husband. Usher. They would have to, even though they didn't have bia, she would be usher to her husband. That's a major machloikis, okay? But the Chuvas Arush, I want you to get down. It's bedak from the Gemara. The Gemara says, ain osun ala yichu. It doesn't say, ain osun alav. It says ain osun ala yichud. Mashmo other things, if it wasn't yichud, but it was chibuk v'nishuk, would aser her. That's according to Chuvas Arush. Other Rishonim argue on that and say, oh, that's only if there's what? You have to have bia. You have to have bia. But the Tshuvas HaRosh says no. So I want you to get that Tshuvas HaRosh. So Rashi says we're talking about a married woman. Okay? Is that clear? Rashi says we're talking about a married woman. We're going to see Tosis, but let's see Vayter in the Gemara first. So Malkin is Makis Martis. Al Pi Din. Okay? You got it? John, you had a kasha? You got it? Okay, good. Go ahead. Let's go, Mayor. Amar Ravashi.
Lo Amran Ela Biyichud Tuduya.
Oh, that's only if you have Yichud with the who? A single woman do you get Malkus for. Ava what?
Lo Biyichud Deishas Ish. Lo. Shelo Tehe Motzi Laz Alba Now.
What does that mean? So Ravashi says the only time you flog a person is by what?
Is if she's single.
If she's single. But if you have Yichud with an Eishas Ish, then we don't flog her. Why? Because that will give off a false impression that she was what? Simi, let's get this. Come on. Okay, let's get it. Adam, one second, let me finish this. Okay? What does that mean? Why don't you flog a woman that had a yichud with an Eishes Ish? A married woman had yichud with another man. Why don't you flog her? Because it'll give off the false impression that she was Mizana, and what? And any future kids you'll think are what? Are Mamzerim. That they're not from the husband. They're from a guy that she had yichud with. So the Gemara says clearly that you only do flogging by a man that had yichud with a single woman. But if he had yichud with a married woman, you don't flog her. Because if you flog her, it's going to give off the impression that Shitaka was what? Was Mizana. And any future kids you'll think you'll call them what? You'll call them Amzeirin. You got that? Now, according to Rashi, Mayor, what comes out? Let's get this. Come on, Adam, let's get this. What comes out according to Rashi? That the first part of the statement of Malkin al-Yichud is talking about a what? What's it talking about, Mayor? A single woman. And the second part of the statement, Enos al-Yichud, is talking about who? A married woman. That's a little bit bizarre. It's not symmetrical. It's asymmetrical. And Rav didn't say, he didn't elucidate that. But that's what comes out according to Rashi. That you split the statement. You follow what I'm saying? That's very mechudish. One sec, John, I'm going to get to you, okay? Let's just read Marzutra. Go ahead, Marzutra. He said, forget about it. Marzutra said, I flogged a married woman too that had Yichud. And you just announced that what? No big deal. What do you announce? Announce that she was had Yichud, but she wasn't Mizana, to cover yourself. Just cover yourself. What are you worried about, Alas? Just cover yourself. Make the announcement that the reason why we're flogging her is because she had Yichud, but I want you to know she never was Mizana, so no one's going to think the kids are a problem. It's a good Svara, though. Why doesn't the first sheet hold of it? Go ahead. Amar what?
Amar le'Rav Nachman, Mefar Hate le'Rav Ashi, Mar Nami Lilki Lafritz.
Oh, he said the Rav Ashi. What's the big deal? He said what we just said. Flog her and announce that we're flogging because of Yichud, not because she was what? Not because she was Mizana. No. Malki v'lichris. It's a great kasha. Go ahead. What would you say before the answer? What would your response be to that?
People are still going to think.
Some people won't be there for the announcement. Right? Go ahead. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Amar lei. Someone will hear about what? The fact she was flogged, but she won't hear the announcement that she was what?
Not Mizana.
That she was not Mizana. That it was only because of Yichud. So therefore, it was like a public policy concern. Go ahead. A little bit more. Amar Rav. Someone who's got a bad reputation about promiscuous behavior, what do? We flog him. We flog him. If he's over Averis, he's a promiscuous person, we flog him. Okay? Shenemar?
Shenemar Albani.
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 Eli Cohen gave stark musar to his kids. He says, you guys got to have bad reputations about being promiscuous. And it says Albani. So Albani means there's an isser to do these things. So anyone who acts this way, has a bad reputation, is promiscuous behavior, we flog them. Makas Martis. Go ahead. Marzutra.
Marzutra Mosiv La Afsira Al Pasve.
They used to put a halter. They used to put a halter on the of a behemoth. You know what a halter is? Like a vest. Like the behemoth wears in the middle of his, you know, like those dogs sometimes keep them warm? So he used to put an actual halter of an animal on the shoulder of the person they flogged. Go ahead, Umakrile.
Umakrile, El
Albanai. And he would actually call out this pasuk Albanai. Can you imagine that? Okay? So this is why it's not just enough not to be promiscuous. You have to make sure you don't have rumors about you. They don't do things that look bad. Okay? We got that? So at the end of the day, according to Rashi, Rashi learned to split, and Rashi said that the first part of the statement is talking about a single woman, that you get malchus for Isriyuch with a single woman. The second part of the statement is talking about an Eishes Ish, okay? Which is a tremendous what? Tremendous chiddush, okay? John, you had a kasha before? You got it?
Just a question.
Yes, go ahead.
When such a thing happens with Yehud, are we loka both the man and the woman?
Good question. Excellent, John. Excellent. Let's answer your kasha right away. The Rambam writes in the Parish of Mishnayis, excellent. He says, when you have Yichud with a married woman, Halach Lamaisa, what do we say according to the first sheet to Rav Ashi? You don't flog her. Why? Because it'll make it look bad that maybe she was Mazana, yes? So the Rambam writes, also the man you don't flog either. The man you don't flog either. So it's mashma from the Rambam that whenever you flog the woman, you also flog who? Flog the man. But whenever you don't flog the woman, you don't flog the man. That's what the Rambam writes. Please get that down. The Torah says the same thing in Siman Chav Beis. So it's an excellent kasha. The Rambam and the Torah both answer your question. That we do not flog the man. We do not flog the man if we're not flogging the woman either. Halacha l'maisa. However, the Maharshal says, what's the big deal? What are you worried about? We don't know shiloka biglala. Let's say you flog the man. You don't know why you're flogging him. What are you worried about Laz for? You know what the concern is? The Rambam and the Torah concern, when you flog him, it's going to get out who he had what? Who he had Yichud with. So the svar of the Rambam and the Torah is, you know what? Don't touch him. Just like you don't touch her, don't touch him either. Because if you flog him, people are going to start saying, why you flog him? You know what I mean? They're going to find out why. And they're going to find out what woman he had Yichud with. And it's going to be bad. Okay? Adam, you got me? You got this? Okay? Svi, you got it? That's the svar of the Rambam, okay? Now, Lamaisa, let's also point out, okay, it's interesting, Halacha Lamaisa, Rashi said the first part, Rashi says the second part of the statement is going on in Eishes Ish, okay? And Marzucha would make this Halacha Lamaisa. Now, I want you to get one other permutation. You see the Gra? The Gos HaGra. Does everyone see that, Mayor? Os Aleph. Read the Gos HaGra. Amar Marzucha. Go ahead. Oh, what does that mean? What did Rashi said that was going on? Rashi says talking about the Eishes, remember? The question is, do you what? Flog the Eishes. So one Shita said, yeah, no, because it'll give a false impression that she was Mazana. What's the other Shita?
Yes.
Flog her, just announced that she had Yichud and not Znus, yes? What does the Gaon say the Rambam holds? What does the Gaon say the Rambam says? He says that second statement is going about a Pnuya. And says the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Chaf Siv Beis. Davka Pnuya, Yosef, do we give Malkus to. Davka Pnuya. Only a Pnuya do you give Malkus to. But someone is Miyak with an Eishes Ish, you never get Malkus to because Lotzi Allah. So please get it. Not to be Lotzi Allah. So according to the Vilna Gaon and the Rambam, no one says that you flog an Eishes Ish. No one. According to the Rambam, when it says Marzucha Malki Umachris, it was talking about a single girl. A single girl you give Malkus and then you announce that she wasn't Mizana. You follow what I'm saying? Everyone got that so far? So according to Rashi, Lamaisa, the first part of the statement is talking about a what? First part of the statement is talking about who? A what? A Pnuya. Malkin al Yich. The second part of the statement is talking about an Eishes Ish. What does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says we're talking about what? Only about Yichud of a Pnuya. We're only talking about Yichud of a Pnuya. And therefore the statement is that when Rav Ashi says, Malke, Halacha L'maisa, what do? You do give Malkus on the Pnuya. Okay? You do give Malkus on the Pnuya. Why do you give Malkus on the Pnuya? Because you'll announce and you'll say, L'maisa, someone's Miyakad Eishes, we don't touch it. We don't touch it. And that's what it means, Marzucha Malki Omachris. It's talking about Anna what? Because what did Rashi say was going on, Mayor? Eishes Ish, right? Is a machlokes whether you're flogging it? Do you do the Malkus and announce or no? Or don't do it at all? Rav Ashi said, don't do any flogging. What did Marzucci say? Do flogging in an ounce. But according to Rashi, it's talking about an Ashish, yes? According to Rambam, what's it talking about? A single woman. A single woman you not. You don't touch a what? So I want to ask you, if it's talking about a single woman, what is the purpose of the announcement? Yosef, what do you think the purpose of the announcement is? You're announcing that what? That you had yichud with a single woman and you're flogging her. What are you announcing her? So according to the Shita of the Aruch HaShulchan, you're announcing Shalola Tavasa, you want to embarrass her. You're embarrassing her because she's not acting properly. She had yichud with a guy. But the Chalkas Mechokik says, no, you're announcing to everyone that she only had yichud, she wasn't mezanin. So you see there's a machloikis between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chalkas Mechokik. What's the purpose of the announcement? Is the announcement to embarrass her? You follow what I'm saying? Or is the announcement to what? Or is the announcement to make it better for her that she only had yichud and not snus? But according to the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon points out, we're talking about a pnuya here. Okay? We're talking about a pnuya. And that was considered to be what? That's considered to be the machloikis. When it says, when you get this statement of Rav Ashi says, yichud of eshish, you only malchin on a pnuya? No. What is Marzucha coming on and saying? Rashi says, talking about eshish. No. The Rambam says, not talking about eshish, talking about a single girl. According to the Rambam, no one's going to ever flog an eshish. Because we don't want to take a risk of what? Saying that her kids are who? Their kids are what? See? Kids are mamzeru. When you flog her, that opens up a whole Pandora's box. Okay? And the Rambam doesn't want that at all. Okay? Fine. That's the machloikis. Okay, we got that, Chlor? Simi, you got this? Okay, let's see the Tosis on the top now. Okay? Let's see the Tosis on the top, guys. All right, go ahead. Let's see the Tosis on the top. What do you say, Mayor? Go ahead. Malkin ala yichud. What's besamach mean? Very soon. That's exactly what we established very soon. That's what Rav Ashi said. Lo amaran, el b'yichunim epnuya. Right? Go ahead. That's the first part of the statement. The first part of the statement, Malkin ala yichud, when Rashi is talking about a what? A single girl. Go ahead. Oh, that's what we said. We interpreted exactly what Tyson quotes Rashi. Adam, you got me? The first part of the statement is talking about a what? Let's get it. A single girl. The second part of the statement is talking about a married girl. That's difficult. It's asymmetrical. Rav should have pointed out that it's different. Go ahead, the kasha. Yeah, that's not, we know what stadim k'tani means? Literally, what does the word stadim mean? Side, but it means asymmetrical. It's not symmetrical. The Rashi is talking about a pnuya, same about Ashish. I mean, he should have told us that in two different cases. He just makes a statement. He makes a statement. Malkin al yichud ain't osin al yichud. I mean, what's, you're going to tell me, the first part's talking about a what? A single girl, second talking about Ashish. Okay, shkoyach, fine. But that's very, very strange. You would have wanted him, you would have wanted Rashi to elucidate, you would have wanted him to elucidate this explicitly. Okay? It's a caution. Go ahead. It's a strong kasha. He doesn't say tame, it's a strong kasha. Rashi would say it's all self-understood. Okay? But because of that kasha, go ahead. What did you say, Mayor Venera? Ah, let's get it down. Adam, why would there be a svara that a woman, why can't you have a sing yichu with a pnuya girl? Why can't we have yichu with a pnuya girl? On the top of pe aleph amar aleph. Why can't you have yichu with a pnuya girl? Why would you flog her? Halacha lamaisa. So what does he say? Because you can't have yichu with a single girl, because why? We're afraid that she had znus with the guy. And therefore she's usher the coin mishum zona. Can a coin live with a zona? No, it's a paskin chumash. What's the definition of a zona? What's a zona, guys? It means a prostitute, but what does it mean halachically, though? It means any girl that had bia with a man that she was usher to. That makes her a zona. You follow me? A kohen who wants to marry a baal shuva has to make sure she never lived with a goy. She lived with a goy, he can't marry her.
What about anyone that she wasn't married to?
If she it was with a Jew, it's still okay. She's not a zona.
Why?
Because not an issa d'oraisa push-up shot. Okay? Living out of wedlock is an issa m'drabanan, or if it's in public, it would be knoyim pogimbo. Okay? But living a Jew with a non-Jew, unless it's a nida, which we said, most single women don't get a mikvah, you're chayav karis. But it doesn't make her, halacha lamaisa, doesn't make her a zonah. She was with a Jewish man. You follow me? It's only if she was with a goy. So if a kohen's wearing a baal's tshuva, somehow it's very sensitive. You have to ascertain that she never lived with a goy. She lived with a Jew, she's still okay. Okay, they lived out of wedlock, and he's chayiv karis, but she doesn't become usher. Okay? It's a very important din. So what do you see from this, Yosef? So the seif is talking about what? So what's the reisha talking about? What are we talking about, Meir? According to Tosus, what's the whole statement talking about?
Single
girl from beginning till end. Correct. Meaning that what? If a single girl is promiscuous and has yichud, we flog her. And it doesn't aser on yichud. What does it mean it doesn't aser? We don't assume she had bia, and therefore she's still allowed to marry who?
Cohen.
Correct. So we have a machloikus rashi taisus. And also, we added the Rambam with the next phrase, what's the statement of Rav? Malkin al yichud, ein otzron al yichud. Okay? Rashi said the first part of the statement was talking about what? A pnuya. The second start of the statement is talking about eshishish. Taisus says that's ridiculous. Don't you think Rav should have told me I'm talking about two different topics? So therefore, Taisus says the whole thing's talking about a pnuya. From beginning till end. We give a malchus for a single girl that yichud, she's not acting correctly. But number two, we don't ask her. We don't assume that she's a zona, and therefore she could futuristically marry a Cohen. You got it? And then we had the next two sheetas. Do you give what? Do you give malchus for a married woman or not? What do we say? Rashi said what? Corner Rashi, no, it'll give off a false impression. She was bizarre, kids will be my Mzera. Marzuchi says, what's the big deal? Make the malchus, but make an announcement. It's only for Yichud, right? Ravashi says, some people won't hear the announcement. Marzuchi's not worried about it. Comes along the Vilna Gaon and says, the Ram's talking about what? The Ram says, we're talking about a what? A single girl. A single girl, you flog, lemaisa, and you announce. And that's what the Merchaber and the Shulchan Aruch say beferish. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that beferish. So why do you announce? Either you announce to embarrass her, that she's acting badly by having yichud, or you announce to save her, that she only had yichud and wasn't what? Wasn't mezana. You got it so far? Okay, we got it, Klor? All right, Mayor Viter, let's go. Viter and the Gemara. Miu what? Viter and Tysus. Miu what?
Miu kashed, it's not bear common dexuvis.
Excellent.
Isa mu beres.
Right, so this is a misprint. You can't say mu beres. You have to say ruya midaberes. Okay?
What?
Instead of haisa mu beres, that she was pregnant, okay? We have to say that we saw them, and there's a machlokus in the Gemara, and the Reisha, the Mishnah in Ksubis, says Re'uya Midaberis. We saw them talking. Now, what does Midaberis mean? So Ze'iri means they had Yichud, and Ravasi says they had Bia. So the two Shitas in Amoraim, what it means, they saw that, it says Midaberis. There's a Reisha and there's a Sefer. Re'uya Midaberis, Re'uya Mu'uberis. What's Mu'uberis mean? Pregnant. Re'uya Midaberis, we saw them speaking. Re'uya Mu'uberis is the Sefer. So this is a misprint. Because if she's pregnant, you know for sure she had Bia, right? If a woman's pregnant, she had Bia. Yes? Okay? Not talking about the Abatia. We're not close to the Abatia case. We learned in Chagiga last year, okay? Or last semester, okay? Gemara Chagiga Daf Yadal said a woman can become pregnant through an Abatia if their shich was there in the bathtub. Okay? But we're not close for it, okay? We're not close for it. Now listen to this. You got the Reisha case? Adam. Reisha is Ruya Midaberis, and the Seifa is Ruya what? Ruya Muberis. What does Midaberis mean? Literally. Speaking. But the Gemara has a Machloikus in Ze'iri and Ravasi. Is it talking about what? Yichud or Bia? You got me? Let's go with the sheet of Yichud. Ze'iri. Ze'iri was an Amoira. So he said, all the Helig Amoroi, Helig Atanoi, Helig Rishonim and Achroinim, right? The Mesaris Atayre, the Kedush of the Tyre of Eretz Israel. Right? Avira Deresra Machkin, right? But you have to realize that what also in the Malkum, the Beis Medrash, in the Shirum, it also could be an embassy maybe, a satellite of Eretz Yisrael. We learn start. You follow me? Now listen to this. Simi. If you say that they saw them at Yichud, what does that mean? Go ahead. Re'uya, again, Haisa Midaberis. Instead of Miuberis, do you have it in your Ghost of Tzionim? I have it in my Ghost of Tzionim in Mem. You have that in Mem? Re'uya Midaberis. Do you see that? A Ghost of Tzionim Mem. Do you guys have that in your? I have it in my Gemara. In the Ghost of Tzionim in Os Mem, it says you change it to Re'uya Midaberis.
Yeah.
Not Re'uya Mu'uberis. Re'uya Midaberis are talking. Go ahead. So they say to her, what's the tiv? Not of Uber. Uber means the utero, but who is the nature of that guy? Who is the nature of that guy? Okay? So they say, Mish Ploni Vikoinu. He was considered to be what? He was considered to be, she says, you know, I was having yichud with a good guy. He's a Kohen. Okay, I know he's a good guy here. This second, he wasn't a good guy because he's having yichud. But in general, he's a good guy. So also, Mativo, what's the nature of this Uber? Doesn't mean Uber. It means what's the nature of the guy he had yichud with? Mativo shall that man. Ish Ploni Vikoinu. So go ahead, what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua says, not believed. She's not believed to say he was a Kohen. And he was a good guy. And he wasn't a Goy. Go ahead, Parach Allah. What do you mean she's not believed? But Rav made a statement in our Gemara, ain't osan al yichud. So you see that she is believed, right? She is believed. What do you mean, Lamaisa, she's not believed? We believe her, ain't osan al yichud. We don't answer her. So go ahead, what is Mishani? What does Gemara answer?
Maila
osub yuchsin. Like Maila satayre. The yeshiva Maila satayre. Yishmul orla vachshita. Maila. What does it mean? Mishani Maila osub yuchsin. What does Maila osub yuchsin mean? When it comes to yuchsin, we made a chumrah. Maila means a chumrah. Maila means a chumrah. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, I don't believe her because I'm worried about yuchsin. So therefore, we're machmer. You follow me? We do not believe her to say that he was a Kohen. He's a good guy that I had yichud with. Go ahead. Lefi Masha Pirashdi.
Lefi Masha Pirashdi, Demairi La'osra La'Kohen, Lo Mishani Gemara, Hasam Ma'i.
Midi. How did Tosis be Masbar Gemara? How was Tosis Masbar Gemara?
Talking about a single girl.
Single girl. What about a single girl? That we don't assume when she had yichud that she had what? We don't assume she had bia, which would ask her subsequently to who? To a Kohen, correct? So our Gemara says that what? We don't answer her. The Gemara is not saying any answer over there. Go ahead to all what? Here we're talking about Yuchsin. Go ahead. Oh, you're the Kasha? What is our topic in our Gemara? What's the topic in our Gemara? Yuchsin. Whether the single girl is mutter or not to a Kohen, yes? What is Gemara saying, Subas? She's not believed. She will be usher. And what does our Gemara say? She will be believed. So it's a steer in the Gemaras. According to the way Tulsa said. If you mazbu the whole Gemara about a single girl, so a single girl, we are what? A single girl, we believe her, we don't usher her. But over there in Subas, we don't believe her. We hold like Rabbi Yeshua, lo mipi uano chayin. She's not nemenis. She's not believed. So Tosfos says, according to the way I define our Gemara contradicts the Gemara in Ksubas. You got that? A regular single girl that has yichud, can she marry a Kohen or not? See, a single girl that had yichud with a guy, she can. Ain't osan al yichud. But in Ksubas it says we don't believe her. She can't. So which is it? Steer in Gemaras. Yes.
Don't we say that a girl is raped, she can still marry a Kohen?
No, if she's raped by a goy, can't. Done.
By
or a Jew.
Oh,
or a Jew, if it was a Jew while she was married. That's what John asked me in the beginning of the year. It's a married woman that was raped, she's done. If her husband's a Kohen. If she was single and she was raped, if it was a Jew, she's still okay. If it was a goy, then she becomes a zon. Okay? It's a God forbid. Okay? So what's the answer, Mary? You got it? Yosef, you got the kasha? Go ahead, Yesh Lomar. Yesh
Lomar to the Olam Mayri the Yosef.
Ah! We are talking about Yuchsin. Go ahead. Beautiful terrors. What's the answer? What's the answer to Tysus? What's the answer to Tysus? What's the difference? Here, she never admitted to having Bia. Over there, she admitted to what? Over there, she admitted to having Bia. So if she admitted to having Bia, we don't believe her that the guy was a good guy, that he was a Kohen. You follow me? Over here, she never admitted to having Bia. That's why we don't answer her. You got the answer? Again, what does our Gemara say? Ain't osan al yichud simi. When she did not admit she had Bia, she only had yichud. So we do not answer her subsequently to a Kohen. In Ksubis, she admitted to having what? She admitted to having Bia with the guy, but she said he's a Kohen, he's a Jew. We don't believe her. Once she admits she's had Bia, she's done. Here in our Gemara, she never admitted she had Bia. Okay? Yes, Mayor.
Why why can't we say that in the case where she admitted she had bia, it's like a case of most mixes, and then we would believe her?
Because Lamaisa, you mean you want to say she has a migu?
Yeah.
I mean she could have lied and said she never had bia?
Right.
That's a good kasha. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of the migu. Rabbi Gamliel holds of the migu. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of the migu. Okay? He doesn't hold of the migu. He could have had a better claim, you're right, but Lamaisa, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of the migu. That's what you have to say. Okay? It's a good kasha. Very good. Nurse Meir is saying she could have had a migu that she could have lied and said she never had bia. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold that migu for various different reasons. Okay, you know it could be lamaisa, but it's an excellent point. Okay, the Gemara in Ksuvos discusses it. Okay, so we got this klor blessing to me. So we got this din. This is the din in the Gemara now. Now lamaisa, I saw an answer. I want you to get this. Okay, the Marsha on this Tosis. Let's get it. The Marsha answers Tosis kasha. You know what he says? Again, what was Tosis kasha? Tosis Kasha is that in Ksubis we don't believe her, and here we believe her, yes? Right? So what's Tosis' answer? Over there she admitted she had Bia, so once she admitted she had Bia, we don't believe her. Here she never admitted she has Bia, so we believe her. So therefore she's not Ot, she's not Osir. We don't ask her, yes? You know what the Marsha says? The Marsha says, I'll give you a better answer. What's the better answer? Here we know who she had Yichud with. We know she had Yichud with. We know she had Yichud with the guy. Over there, we don't know who she had yichud with. So here what? Here we don't answer her. Why can't you say simply, we know who she had yichud with? Over there, we don't know who she had yichud with. So therefore, we can't believe her. That's the Marsha's answer. To answer Tosis Kasha. Here we know she had yichud with. You know, he's a good guy. He's a kusher. Over there, we don't know who she had yichud with. We can't trust her. What's the problem with that answer? What's the problem with that answer? The problem with the answer, the Karnarim and the Rishash say, then it's Pshita. If we know who she had Yichud with, yes? Even if she had Bia with the guy, if he's a Kosher guy, then of course she's not Aser. That's a double Pashit. If you know she had Yichud with, then even if they had Bia together, it would be fine. She wouldn't be Aser. So you can't say that's the case. A Peladik and Marsha. What did you follow me, Ben? The Rishash and the Karnarim and Rishash answer the Marsha. How can the Marsha say such a thing? They were talking about our case that we recognize that what? We recognize the guy she had yichud with his kosher. If you recognize the guy she had yichud with his kosher, even if they had bia, she's okay. She wouldn't become possible. So it's a very difficult, what the Marsha mean? That can't be what the Marsha meant. So the Yad David quotes a Sefer Yedei Eliyahu that says, you know what the Marsha meant? There is a sheet that we don't paskin like. But I want you to get it down. That a panui, what's a panui? A male single man. Panui is a female single girl. Panui haba al panuya. If you're out of wedlock, simi, a panui that's ball of panuya, she becomes a zona. Which we don't possibly like. Remember I told you that? If you have a Jewish man and Jewish girl that live out of wedlock, she does not become a zona. Rabbi Lazar says she does. There is a sheet in Yevamos and Daf Samach Aleph from the base that says she becomes a zona. So what's the answer? The answer is we're not choishish that she had bia. That's what the Marsha meant. The Marsha meant that we are not choishish that she had bia. That's how the Marsha answers the kasha. Okay? That's how the Marsha answers the kasha lamaisa. Then the Gemara Ksubis, halach lamaisa, we don't believe her. Right? But according to Rabbi Lazar, that she becomes a zona, we're not osur lachshosh that she was nivola. Okay? That's how the Marsha wants to say halach lamaisa. Whereas in the case in Ksubis, she admitted she had bia. In the case in Ksubis, she admitted that she had bia halach lamaisa. Okay? Alright, you got me? So that's what the Marsha says. The Yad David just says, according to Rabbi Lazar, why don't you aser mishumai loss of yuchsin? We all, other psule kuhuna, the Gemara says, we always say, my loss of yuchsin, throw in a chumra. Okay, here we don't throw in the chumra. But lamaisa, it's a big chiddush to say that he meant according to Rabbi Lazar. We don't hold like Rabbi Lazar. We don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar. Okay? We don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar that if a single man is with a single woman, that she becomes a zona. We don't paskin like that. But maybe that's what it meant. Because if they had bia together, then she's done. So we're not chayshis for that. So that's maybe what the Marsha is saying, halach lamaisa. We're not chayshis. Over there in Ksubis, we know that she had bia. So lamaisa, maybe that's what the Marsha was so suggesting. Okay, fine. Very good. Oh, we got this chlor so far? We got a chlor. Dova, you got it? Okay, Adam. Very good, Mayor. Excellent. Adam, you read the next line of the Gemara. Okay, this comes to a very important klal guys, halacha lemaisa, okay? Regarding yichud, which we have to investigate now, which is the din of what? Bai l'bir. Go ahead.
What line?
We're up to Amar Rabbah, right in the middle of the Yomid. Go ahead.
Amar Rabbah, Bala, Ba'ir, Ein Chos Shim Shim Ayichud.
Done. Bai l'bir, let's get it. If the husband is in the city, she's alone, she's in home, there's another man who's not her husband comes in to be alone with her? No Isser. Bai l'bir. Very important din. If her husband's in the city, we're not chayshish v'shum yichud. Why? So there's a fundamental machlekes Rashi in the Rambam on this. We got to know it. Because we have three naftaminas. Bai law, bi'ir, aim, yichud. Bai law, bi'ir, aim, yichud. Okay? Ein iser yichud. Why? Let's see Rashi and let's see the Rambam. Go ahead, Adam. What do you say? Let's see Rashi. What do you say? Go ahead.
So about the ear in potion blood, you put the hot colors.
Oh, so what does he say? We're not chosh v'shim yichud lahal kosol. What does the box say? What does the box say there in Gimel? Nirabenai? See the Gimel in the box? Nirabenai klomar. You see the box there? You see the box there, Adam? Read the box there in Gimel.
Gimel. Rashi. Dirmaskabala.
Nirabeinai or Nechta Bitsida. Yeah, go ahead. Exactly. We don't flog her and we don't announce to everyone that she did a bad thing. Okay? We don't do any of that halacha lamaisa. Okay? We don't do any of that. Whether it's what, whether it lamaisa, it comes out, and that's interesting halacha lamaisa because Rashi split it. Remember Rashi split the statement? Remember Rashi split the statement, Allah Lamaisa, that the first part was talking about a Pnuya, second part by an Ashishish. Allah Lamaisa, so it's Bible beer, it's got to be talking about an Ashishish. Allah Lamaisa. So it's talking about an Ashishish, what does that mean? A married woman, so what does it mean according to Rashi? The first part of the statement is Pnuya, the second part is we don't answer her, but Yichud be Ashishish. We don't flog her. Marzucha says what? Marzucha says you flog her, make the announcement. We don't touch it. Nothing. So what's the word there, Adam, of Mistafe? You know what Mistafi means? She's afraid. If she starts doing something with this new guy, the husband's going to walk in the middle. So Yareya. Rashi says, she's Yareya, she's afraid, Shema, Baal, Yavo. Maybe her husband will come. That's what Rashi says. Yareya, she's afraid that the husband's going to walk in the middle. Adam, you got me? That's what Rashi says. Baal Labir is predicated on what? She's afraid the husband's going to walk in. Yes? The Rambam argues. Please get it. The Rambam has a different theory. You know what the Rambam's theory is? In Perichav Beis, Alachiyad Beis, and it's quoted in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch in Chav Beis Sifches. You know what he says? Halacha L'maisa, amazing. The Rambam says, Amos Bailola. She's scared out of her wits of her husband. Amos Bailola. Bala Aleha. Now you're going to tell me at first glance, Adam, that these are the same, correct? Mm-hmm. Don't Rashi and Rambam seem the same? We're going to see they're not exactly the same. We're going to dig up three nafkaminas. Okay? But I got to tell you, it's a machloikish Rashi Toysus, whether Bailabir makes it completely mutter or not. Okay? Halach Lamaisa. What does Rashi seem to say here?
What do you hear about here? Mamish
or town? Well, we'll see. We're going to get to the details. Okay, if you can get there in time. Okay? Now listen to this. When it says Ein Choshen law, what do you think that means, Adam? What does Ein Choshen mean? What did Rashi say? We don't flog, but what does it master? Read the Tosis there. Bai
l'bir. Bai l'bir.
Period. Mi'ika. Get it down. According to Rashi, Bai l'bir, there's still an issur d'rabbanan. Bai l'bir, you know, I wrote it on the board. I shouldn't write it on the board like this. Ein issur. I'm going to write it like this. According to Rashi means Ain what? Malchus. Velo machrisin. But there still is a what?
Yes, sir.
Oh, a dainish isser. Excellent, guys. A dainish isser. What does Toitz say to this? Go ahead. The kasha, we're going to see it in the Gemara, but we'll read it anyway. The kasha.
My part was about Al Rav Yosef, Kamar Shoku, the Raga, Mitu Tibibi.
There's a Gemara that says they were eating in the attic. Rav Yosef, his wife, and also Rav Bibi. And then they went down, Rav Yosef and his wife. And then Rav Yosef was going to go out. So he said, remove the ladder. So that Rav Bibi couldn't go down and have Yichud with Rav Yosef's wife.
Wow.
Right? We're going to get to it. But the Gemara asks, what's the problem? The Amar what? Rav Yosef wasn't going out of town. Oh, the Gemara says, what's the problem? Rav Yosef's still in the town. Go ahead. Malchus Leika, granted, Nihi, the Malchus Leika, Isurimiaika. Granted, there's no Malchus, but there's an Isser. So why does the Gemara ask, Vala what? The Gemara says, what's the problem? Baila Be'ir, what does that imply? That Baila Be'ir is completely what? Completely Mutter. What does Tosis conclude, Adam, Venera? There it is. Tosis learns, get it down, that it is Mutter Legamri. So there's a fundamental machlokes Rashi Tosis. When we say Baila Be'ir ain't Choshesh Law, does it mean that there's no Malchus but there's still an Isser? That's Rashi. And what does Tosis learn? Baila Be'ir ain't Choshesh Law? It is Mutter. What does Tosis learn? It is Mutter Legamri. Mamish. Mutter Legamri. Let's get it. Machlokes Rashi Tosis. Okay? So you got this? Okay.
What's
Mutter
Legamri,
according to Tosfos?
The actual
Yichud? Yes. Baila Be'ir is Mutter Legamri. The Isser of Yichud. Ain Choshen Lo. According to Rashi, there's no Malchus, but there's still an Isser. Now, it's the Bach writes, you should be Machmer for Rashi. Okay? So it's a very big Chiddush. The Chachmas Adam, the Pesachei Tshuvin, Simen Chav Beis Zivcha Zayin, says, Halach Lamaisa, It's a big chumrah, let's say. But I want you to get down what Rav Shach says. What are the two reasons why the Isser is Yichud? Give me two svaras why, in general, why there's an Isser Yichud. Rav Shach Satzal. What are two reasons? Shema the Lebia. Shema Bia. Correct, Yosef. What's number two? An Isser Bifnei Atzmo. It is an independent Isser. The Torah Asser Yichud, and that's it. Done. Plug that in according to the Sfachlech Rashi Taisis. Someone do it for me. David, how would you say it? According to what? Tosus that says if Baila Be'ir is completely mutter, what does he learn? How does he learn the Isser of Yichud? What do you say, David? That the whole concern of what? Of Yichud is what? What is the whole concern of Yichud? Maybe the Abiyah. But if it's Baila Be'ir, there's no concern, right? Therefore it's Mutter Legamri. But according to what Rashi, what is it? There's an independent what? There's an independent Isser. So even if you create Baila Be'ir, there'll still be a vestige of a what? Of an Isser. You understand, Ovi? So even if you have Baila Be'ir, there'll still be a vestige of an Isser. And therefore, we are worried about it. That's Rav Shach Satzal writes in the Sefer. To be mazbe this machlokes Rashi Tosis. What is the nature of the heter of Baila Be'ir? If you hold Yichud as just having Bia, then Baila Be'ir takes care of that. Then it should be Mutter Legamri. If you hold it's an independent Isser, okay, Baila Be'ir takes care of the Malchus, but there still should be a vestige of an Isser. Okay, let's give some nafkaminis. Let's go, number one. Listen to this. What happens if she's in another house? Let's get it. Nafkaminis, guys. Nafkamina, let's say she's bias acher. She's in another house with a man. Adam. She's in another house. Let's get these nafkaminas down. Rashi and Rambam. Let's force yourself in the notebook. What's bias acher? She's in another house, not her own house, with another man. What do you say?
Depends.
Well, plug it in. What do you say? You tell me.
He doesn't know.
I don't know, he'll find out, maybe he'll get to it, but he doesn't know at this point.
If
it's afraid that what? That the guy's going to walk in, then what would you say according to Rashi? still usher. But if you hold like what? If you hold to the notion of the Rambam, that is what? These are nafkaminas between Rashi. Again, don't confuse it. Rashi, Neged Rambam. Okay, Machlokes Rashi Tosis, whether it makes it mutl legamri. But there's a Machlokes Rashi and a Rambam. What is the nature of the heter of Baal Be'ir? You follow me? Don't confuse the two Machlokes. It's a Machlokes Rashi Tosis, whether it becomes mutl legamri. It's a Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, what the nature of the heter is of Baal Be'ir. So what do you say by a Sacher? What do you say according to the Rambam? Simi, come on.
It's okay with Baal Be'ir.
She has a, she's so in terror of her husband. So even if she's not in her own house, she's still afraid the guy might what? Find out where they are, where they're at. You follow me? So according to the Rambam, maybe one could say that it's Lunter. Please get this down. You have a whole lump this year. She's scared out of her wits of her husband. So even if she's not in her own house, he'll find out about it. So according to the Rambam, what's the din? It'll be mutter al pi din. And this is what Lamaisa the Chidah writes in Shirei Brachot. Simon Chav Beis, he says, this nafkamina. And he says that it's a din, that it's mutter. There's a din by Lamir, done. They made a, they didn't make a gzera of Yichud, even another house. The Sefer Dvar Halacha says, said the Chazon Ish said the same thing, it's mutter. So they seem to be going with the Rambam. Please get that nafkamina. It's a beautiful nafkamina. John, you got it? You don't get it? Again, let's say a married woman's having yichud with another man in her, not her house, someone else's house. If it's according to Rashi that you're afraid the guy's going to walk in, well, it's another house. So that's less of a concern. So it still should be what? Usher. But if you hold that, like the Rambam's issue of reverence, that she's scared out of her wits of her husband, then that's going to intimidate her, even if they're in another house, that she will not do anything with this man. And therefore it should be what? Mutter. That's a nafkamina. And it seems like the poskim say it's mutter. Okay? Because we're going with the Rambam's theory of not mistafe, Adam, that you read nicely, of being afraid, but it's this overarching type of terror. This overarching type of terror that's going to be a big concern. You follow me? Okay? That's the first nafkamina. Okay, another nafkamina speak. You gave me, you asked, you brought this up. This is in a tshuva of Rav Moshe, guys. Igris Moshe. Kitsay Ha'ir. The edge of the city. The edge of the city. What do I mean by the edge of the city? It's in Ibn Ezra Chelik Dalet Simon Samache Os Zayin. Let's say the husband is found on one edge of the city. And the woman knows there's no way he can get back in time. She's alone with another man. And he cannot, but technically he's in, this, he's in that city proper. It's within the city limits. What do you say about that din? Is there a heter of Baal Be'ir? What do you say? What do you say according to Rashi? According to Rashi, it's definitely usher. Excellent. According to Rashi, it's definitely usher. I mean, she's not afraid. Guy can't get there in time. However, the safer what? The safer Kisei Eliyahu, one of the great Gedol Achronim, quotes, quoted in the Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Vav Simen Mem Osvav, says according to Rambam, what's the din? Mutter. Because if you're in the city limits, I don't care whether technically he can't get there in time, Dovi. But she's scared out of her out of her wits. Because it's intimidating. There's this overarching terror.
Why is it called Baal Be'ir? Why is it not?
Because she's technically in the city limits. He's technically in the city limits.
Saying call it something else, call it, you know, the fact that he's able to get back in a certain time. Baal Be'ir, if you're on the edge of the city, that doesn't do anything.
Okay, but you're still within the city. So that generates the terror. If he's out of town, that doesn't generate terror. He's still in the city. He still has that presence. And she's scared of him. So therefore, Lamaisa, even if he can't technically get there in time, it's still going to what? Scare her out of her wits. But it's Baal Be'ir. As long as you're in the city limits, it creates that terror. So according to the Rambam, what'll be the din? It's going to be what? Mutter. Okay? So I think generally we assume it's mutter too. Both these two nafkaminas are going to go lakula. Okay? Simi, you got me? You got this nafkamina? You got this nafkamina? So lemaisa. Okay, we got a chlor? Another nafkamina. Let's get it. Okay? Very, very interesting. Okay? What happens in the following situation? Do we say ishto be'er? The Gemara said Betheris is a kul of baila be'er. Is there a din of ishto be'er? Can the man have yichud with another woman who's not his wife when his wife's in town? That the Gemara doesn't discuss.
Is he scared of her?
Ishto be'er. So let's see.
It depends on.
Let's investigate it. Okay? What do you say? So the Beis Shmuel writes in Simin Chav Beis, Sifkan Chav Beis, all these dinam are in Shulchan Aruch and Chav Beis. He says, just like there's no Isser of Yichud of Baila Be'er, Ishto Be'er, there's no Isser either. And the preacher's mash like that too. Why? Because of what? He's afraid. If the Ishto's Be'er, she'll walk in and she'll see him being Mizana with another woman. So, according to Rashi, what do you say? It should be what? Should be Mutter. Just like he's afraid he'll get caught. Just like she's afraid she'll get caught. He's afraid he'll get caught. No? But what do you say according to the Rambam? What do you say according to the Rambam? What do you think? David, what do you say? Says the Sheet of the Marsham. What do you say? This kula is not mentioned in Shas, he says. How can you come up with something? The woman is in terror of her husband. Does it usually work in the other way? Usually doesn't work the other way. Actually, maybe this postmodern age, I don't know. But let's assume not that way, okay? If we assume not that way, he is not in terror of her. And I could actually bolster that because we know before Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, a man could be married with multiple women. No? Not nowadays. What'd you say? Well, so I'm just saying that he's less concerned because he can always say to her, I want to marry another woman besides you. You know what I mean? So he's not going to be as afraid if she catches him. So therefore, it comes out, according to the Sheet of the Rambam, there's no Amos Isha Baal. Please get it. According to the Rambam, it would be Mutter. According to the Rambam, it would be what? No, it would be Usser. Ain Amos Ishto Alabal. He is not afraid of her at all. And therefore will be Mizana. It's not going to bother him at all. So according to Ram, Ishto Beer will still be Usser. You follow what I'm saying? So how many Nafkaminas do we have so far? Three. According to Rashi, the first two we were Machmir, the third we were Mekel. That's beautiful, guys. If you can dig up Nafkaminas and they show both directions. And that's what we just did, Baruch Hashem. The first two are Usser. The third one, according to Rashi, is Mutter. According to the first two, according to Ram, are Mutter. The third one is Usser, according to the Ram. You follow me?
How do we pass it on the third one?
It's a good point. The mice, I would imagine, we pass it like the Rambam, because it's not mentioned in Shas. This kula is not mentioned in Shas, and I would imagine we're Machmer. Okay? And the Dov Misharim says, I can't believe you're being Machmer. The Dov Misharim, you know who the Dov Misharim was? He was a Goynel, he was a Chabina Rav. And I visited the Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, Shlita, my Rebbe. I visited with him, a Meiser. I gave him the Sefer, the great Gain. I visited with him in Yad Herzog. He's the chief editor. You know the Encyclopedia Talmudit? You know the Yellow Svarim?
Yeah.
You know, he's the chief editor there. So I got to speak with him 10, 15 minutes. It's amazing. More than that, a Meiser. I got to see him in Yad Herzog. After I went to, give a shiur in Eisha Torah and then Hakotol, then his wife told me I have to get there by 1, so I got to Baruch Hashem at 12:30 and I spent time with him. Lamais gave him the Sefer. He had never seen the Sefer before. He has the first us come in the Sefer. The Yosef David. Yeah, he never saw it before. It's the first time he ever saw it. So he was very happy to see it. He's one of the Gedolei Yisrael, not the Gadol Ador. It's unbelievable. He's in his early 80s. Unbelievable. Okay, we got this? So listen to this. So he can't believe this. You forgot my Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says, Ishto Be'er is Mutter. The Beis Shmuel on the side of Beis Shmuel, Chizaki Mimistapik. The Chabrina Rav, the Dov Misharim says, asks on the Marsham, how are you not sure? The Beis Shmuel matters it. So I want you to get this. You know what Rav Moshe says? Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuvas, Chelik Dalet, Adam, you with me? Chelik Dalet Simin Samechei Osvav. Reb Moshe writes, listen to this. Davka Yichu with a woman, Baila Beer is Mutter. But Yichu with a man, When is yichud with a man mutter for a woman? If it's not her husband. Only when what? We learned this a few weeks ago. What did the Mishnah say? Only when the woman's with him mamish. Ishto imo. There is no concept of ishto be'ir. The woman's got to be with him to watch him. The woman's, his wife's got to be with him to watch him. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Only when they're babayis, the Beis Shmuel's apella, the Meirian, Pe'em Beis, Mutta Bizman Ishto Mimo, says, so says the Ezim Kudish. That's why, Ben, I think we'll be Machmer on this Shiloh. We'll be Machmer. The first two will be Mekel. The third one, Adam, will be Machmer. Because this Kul is not in Shas. And also it says Ishto Imo. The wife's got to be with him. If the wife's not with him, she can't watch him good. She can't watch him good. She's got to be with him, Ramosha says. So I think we're holding with the Rambam. First two cases will be Mekel, third one will be Machmer. Okay? Now, it could be the following case. I want you to get this. Halacha l'maaseh. So listen to this. Reb Shlomo Zalman, Nechemya Goldberg is the son-in-law of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Zatzal. Then I had a chance to visit with Rav Mital by Rebbe from in Shalbim for over an hour, hour and a half. And Rav Mital was a great goan. His father was a reshiv of Gush. His mom is a tzaddik. Do you know what he told me? The greatness, I can't tell you guys how much I was so the building in Eretz Yisrael. How much building's going on. Do you know, 20 years ago, there was no city of Modin. There's over 100,000 people in Modin. It's unbelievable. And everything they build underground, electricity, everything. We had the mud in the Midbar. When we got there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to sanctify the mundane. Work at it. Sanctify it. One of Rav Amital Shlita has five daughters. One of his daughters has cystic fibrosis. You know what that is? It's a lung disease. Eventually it's fatal. She received a lung transplant in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. And she had a child after it. Can you imagine that? What a nace. All in Eretz Yisrael. It was all in Eretz Yisrael. She didn't have to go outside for the lung transplant. Unbelievable, no? So, Lamaisa, so the when the Gush was began, Rav Mital's father began Gush, then he invited Rav Lichtenstein to make Aliyah from YU, you know, the Rav's son-in-law. But the first Machzor, Rav Mital was the first Machzor, but he didn't go the first year, because he was learning in Kol Torah, and he wanted to shear the shear from Rav Shlomo Zalman before he started Gush. So he heard, you know, Shlomo Zalman was a yeshiva in Kol Torah and Bayit Vegan. So he started Gush the second year of the Machzor yeshiva, the same age as the other guys, but he stayed on one more year in Kol Torah because he wanted to shear from Shlomo Zalman. So Shlomo Zalman's sefer is called Mincha Shlomo. And Rav Zalman Lechemi is the son-in-law of Shlomo Zalman. You got it? So Shlomo Zalman in his sefer, Simen Laman Heilos Dalet says, listen to this. The heter of Baila Be'ir is only when she's afraid the guy might come. But not Lamaisa, Belosha Isha Nimsa Ima Isha Mirsis Mi Baila. You follow what I'm saying? It's very, very interesting. Okay? Stavka, when the woman is afraid the husband's going to come. Yeah? Not because the man with the woman is afraid. Words, let's say, I'll give you the following scenario. Adam, let's get it. Let's say a married woman is having yichud. Yes? With another man. She thinks the husband is out of town. You got that? She thinks her husband's out of town, but the man that she's having yichud with knows he's in town. What do you say in that case?
Nothing. It's
what do you say in that case?
No heter in that case.
No heter in that case, says John. Why there no heter in that case?
Because clearly if the man...
Why is there no heter in that case?
If the man is about to have a deal with her, he doesn't have Ava's, her Baal on him.
Right.
And only, he doesn't know, so and he's not going to tell her. I mean, if he tells her, then that's a different story. Now she knows.
Right. If he tells her, if he tells the girl that Baal Abir, then it'll be what? Then it'll be Mutter. Right. But Lamaisa, if she thinks it's us, or she'll what? Right, she'll think, well, my, see, that's not enough for me in that case. I want to just get that down. We just said that was with Rav Mital over an hour when you were out. Rav Mital had five daughters. One of the daughters has cystic fibrosis. She had a lung transplant in her throat and had a child even after that. The godless in her throat. The Kedusha Vitara. So John says, correct. Very good, John. You were mechavin in the Pesach of Shlomo Zalman. If a woman is having yichud with another man, and she thinks the guy's out of town, whereas the husband is what? The husband, the man, Lomaisa knows he's in town, the man doesn't care, right? The man doesn't care. Not, it's not Losha, it's Dafka because the woman is afraid the Baal might come. Not that the man is afraid. So if she thinks his Baal beer, it's going to be us to have yichud with her, even if the man knows Baal beer. We only care about the woman. We don't really care about the man. We don't care about the man that she's having yichud with. If she knows, if she thinks her husband's out of town, it's usher. Unless he tells her, oh, by the way, your husband's in town, then she'll be afraid. Then it'll be mutter. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? That's not going to work. Would that work as a nafka mini, you think? I don't think so, because if she thinks she's out of town, she's not going to be afraid of Rashi. She won't have the tear either. So Lamaisa shouldn't make a difference. Halacha Lamaisa. You see, the issue of violence, the concern is the woman. That's the four. We don't care about the guy. That's the chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. So I'm saying it's not a nafka mini. Okay? It's not a nafka mini because no matter what, it's going to be a what? No matter what, it's going to be an issue. Okay? You got me? Okay. So that's the chiddush. Yes, go ahead.
Just a side question.
Yes.
I have to be somewhere by 1:15 sharp.
Yes.
Like right out here outside of the side. And so my question is, what time are we diving with this ship?
1 o'clock, there's a ship.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, there's another ship. Okay? We'll finish by 1:15. Okay? Are you ready? Okay, let's continue now. Next line of the Gemara. Okay, go ahead. Next line of the Gemara. Go ahead, Mayor. What do you say? Let's go, guys. I mean, Adam, you were going. Very good. Next line of the Gemara. Let's go. You got me? Go ahead. Oh! What does it say? What does it say? What's the next din? If you have an open door, what's the din? What's the din? If you have an open door, you're not choshish b'shum yichud. Interesting din, no? Go ahead, finish up. Let's finish the Gemara we wanted to get to. Go ahead. Rabibi visited the house of Rav Yosef. Guys, look inside of this story. Mayor, come on, let's go. Let's look inside. I don't want the computer to disturb everyone, okay? Don't let it disturb you. If you think it's disturbing, turn it off. You know, get rid of it. Yeah, go ahead. So Rabibi visited the house of Yosef, busted the Karach Rift after they broke bread. Go ahead. So they got off the attic. He said, take the ladder away from him. Mituti Bibi. Because I'm going out. And I don't want him to what have yichud with my wife. You follow me?
Yes.
Frek the Gemara, go ahead. He wasn't going out of the town. What's the problem? It's not a problem. Right? Go ahead. Rav Bibi is different because why? They were very close friends. She was very close with him. You follow me? So since they were so close together, Bailabir wasn't going to what? Wasn't going to make a difference. You follow me? Since they were so friendly and chummy with one another. So he was afraid, Lamai said, that would be a problem. You think that, how would you plug that Gemara into according to Rashi and the Rambam? According to Rashi, she's not afraid. Right? And what's number two? According to Rambam, she has general fear of her husband, not when it comes to Rabibi. Because they're all chummy together, all three of them. You follow me? You know how it is. You can't cross lines. It's very important. That's one of the things I spoke about in Ashrenu. They wanted me to give a share on the workplace. In the workplace. You have to know how to speak with a woman. You can't cross lines, get too chummy. You don't speak to a woman the same way you speak to a man. You have to be very professional. Correct? So this is an interesting line of the Gemara. They were so chummy together, Baal HaBeer would not apply. Either you hold like Rashi, she wouldn't be afraid, or like Ram, there was no terror. Okay? It's an amazing chiddush, this din of Pesach Pasuach. Okay? Now let me ask you. Okay? Adam, let me ask you. Tosfos you read, the second Tosfos said, Baal HaBeer, what's the din? What did we say the din of Baal HaBeer was? According to Rashi, it's still an Isser what?
Still an Isser.
Minrabanan, yes?
Yes.
According to Tosfos, it's completely mutter. Yes. What was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi? That story you just read. The Gemara asked, oh, how could you what? Remove the ladder? Why do you have to remove the ladder? Baal HaBeer is mutter. According to Rashi, it doesn't read well. Baal HaBeer is not completely mutter, it's still Isser. Remember that? That was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Does everyone remember that? How are we going to save Rashi now? Svi, how are we going to save Rashi? Again, according to Rashi, Bible beer is still awesome in Rabbanan. But the Gemara asked as if it's Mutal Lagamri. What do you have to remove the ladder for, correct? Dovi, why do you have to remove the ladder? Let it be what? It's Mutal Lagamri. Now, according to Rashi, it's not Mutal Lagamri. It's still awesome in Rabbanan. So how did Rashi read the Gemara? So what do you say? So I saw Lamaisa Tupshat. Let's get it down. Yes. The Pnei Yeshua says for Rashi like this. The Pnei Yeshua says that was there Yichud or not? Did Rav Bibi have Yichud with her? No. He was still in the attic. If he would have come down from the attic, there would have been Yichud. But it was in the attic, there's no Yichud. So the whole thing was a Chumrah. So he said, let's be Machmir so you won't come to Yichud. So the Gemara jumps on that and says, why should you be at Machmir when the husband's in the city? That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. In a Hanami, guys, Baal Be'ir is what? Baal Be'ir is still in Issud Rabbanan. But here there was no Yichud at all. They weren't in a situation of Yichud. He was still in the attic. So the Gemara is asking, why do you have to be Machmir when the guy's in Baal Be'ir, there's no problem? You follow what I'm saying? Baal Be'ir, there's no problem. That's how Rashi will learn the Gemara. The whole thing was a Chumrah here. The Gemara jumping, don't be Machmir, because Baal Be'ir. Now, in a Hanami, Baal Be'ir is what? Is still in Issud Rabbanan. When you're having Yichud. But when you're not having Yichud, and it's just a Chumrah, then there's no problem at all. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush that we have. Yosef, you got me? That's how the Pnei Yeshua saves Rashi. That's how the Pnei Yeshua saves Rashi. Okay, now, I saw Reb David Luria give a different teretz. Reb David Luria asks, listen to this. Reb David Luria asks, he gives a different teretz. He says that Baal Be'ir Lamais is in Issud Rabbanan. But if she's with him, Allah Lamais, there's no Issud Yichud. She's with her husband. So I guess Reb David Luria must have understood that Reb Yosef was still with him. Was still with her. I guess he hadn't yet left the house, you have to say, according to Reb David Luria. He hadn't yet left the house. So he said, don't remove the ladder, Lamaisa, because they were still together. So according to Rashi, if Yosef was still with his wife, then it's Mamish with him, and therefore Lamaisa, it's more than just Baal Be'ir. If they're together, there's no Issud Yichud. If they're not together, Rashi still says in Issud Rabbanan, Baal Be'ir. But if the husband and wife are together, and then the guy comes in, then Lamaisa, that would be Mutal Lagamri. So you have to, Reb David Luria understood that he had still yet hadn't left the house. Tov, you got me? Okay. Now, Adam, let's get this. Based on this, you with me?
Yeah.
Based on this, the Marshal and the Taz and Simen Chav Pesiv Kon Zayin, asked the following kasha. It's also the Ghost Chavis Yar and Rashi and the Rif S and Rashi. Let me ask you a question. Why does it say, Baal Be'ir Ein Choshen L'Hal Kosol? What did Rashi learn Baal Be'ir Ein Choshen mean? What does Baal Be'ir mean? There's still an Issud Rabbanan. So what does Ein Choshen mean? We don't give Malkus, yes? The phrase of Baal Be'ir Ein Choshen means we don't give Malkus, but there's still an Issur. What is the Chiddush in that? What do we learn in the beginning today? Ein Malkin al Yichud Eishes Ish. You never give Malkin al Yichud Eishes Ish, even if the Baal is not Be'ir, because of laws of what? Of the kids, right? Laws is rumors. So what's the Groysa Chiddush? You know what Groysa means?
Huge.
What's the huge Chiddush of Rashi saying, oh, Baal Be'ir, we don't give Malkus to. Shkoyach. We never give Malkus in a married woman that has Yichud. Never. Even if her husband's not in the city. You understand the kasha? Again, what does Rashi learn? Rashi learns Baal Be'ir is what? What is Baal Be'ir? What is Baal Be'ir, according to Rashi? Takes care of Malkus, but there's still an Issud Rabbanan. Yes? There's still an Issud Rabbanan. There's no Malkus. Shkoyach, there's no Malkus. That's a double pashut. You never give Malkus for an Eishes Ish that's Yichud with another man. You follow me, Mary? You never give Malkus for Eishes Ish that's Yichud with another man. Ever. Because it'll give what? It'll be Motzi Las, slander. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, that's Marzucha. We all like Ravashi. Because we're afraid that people won't be there. So you understand what I'm asking on Rashi? That's what the Marshal and the Taz asking Rashi. The Ghost Chavis Yoyer. So we give the following three terutzim. I want you to get it down. What's the first terutz? The Marshal says, only her we don't give malchus to. But him, we give malchus to. Because we don't know, Lamaisa, which woman he's getting malchus for, so there won't be any laws that will be developed. But the tour says, even him you don't give malchus for. So what's the first answer? Who do you give malchus for? Only her you don't give malchus for. But regularly, who do you give malchus for? You asked me that in the beginning. Remember we said? We said according to who? Remember the Ram and the Perish Mishnayis? Remember we said the Ram and the Perish Mishnayis, we don't give malchus to her and to him. Not true according to the Maharshal. Maharshal argues on the Rambam. The Maharshal says that what? Simi, what does the Maharshal say? We give malchus to who? We do give malchus to him. So if we give malchus to him, Lamaisa, it comes out that what? That's what the Maharshal says. If it's by Labir, we don't give malchus to who? To him. Her, we never give malchus to. Right? Even if it's not by Labir. But the Chiddush is him, we don't. Ben, you got me? That's the first answer. Please get it. But I'm pointing out that's against the Rambam. The Maharshal is against the Rambam. Because we said in the beginning of Shir that if you don't give malchus to her, you don't give malchus to him. He's saying, no, you do give malchus to him. Because people aren't going to know who, it's not going to be any slander, not going to be any murmuring, because we're going to know who the woman is. We said maybe people find out about it. Marshall's not worried about that. Okay, that's the first teretz. What's the second teretz? In the Gosa Bach, what's the din? We give malchus and we're machris. Therefore, it's ain by Levir, you have malchus, and there's no laws because we're machris. Okay? So what's the Gosa Bach say? What does malchus and machris mean? According to Marzucha, we flog and we announce. Therefore, it's ain by Labir, what would be the din? We get Yerchai Malchus, and there's no laws. Since why? Since we're being Machris. So the Chiddush is that what? Is that normally, remember we said we don't give Malchus for a regular woman? That's not true. According to what Marzucha, we are Malchus and Machris. And therefore, it's by Labir, we won't give Malchus. That's the Chiddush of by Labir. If it wouldn't be by Labir, we would give Malchus. Okay? So he basically says what you said, John. We're going like the answer of Marzucha. Marzucha says you do give Malchus, and you are Machris by an HSH. Yes? But if it's by Labir, we don't give Malchus. Okay? That's the second answer. That's what the box says. And then what's the third answer? The third answer is a beautiful answer. Listen to this. What happens if they have no kids? Nothing to worry about. She has no kids. So the Taz and the Chavos Yoreh say that Lamaisa, the only time we don't give her malchus is when she has kids. What happens if she has no kids? What happens if she has no kids? Then flog her. You're nothing to worry about. But if it's by Labir, you don't give any malchus. If it's by Labir, you don't give any malchus. So that's the Chiddush. That's the three terutzim we're saying. Now the Pnei Yeshua says, I don't think that's right. Why should you distinguish whether she has kids or doesn't have kids? We make a low plug all the time. That a woman that's married, you never give any malchus, even if she has no kids. You know what I mean? He didn't like that answer. But again, we're coming up, according to Rashi, that says there's a vestige of an issur d'rabbanan. You have to say, what's the chiddush? They don't give malchus for it. You never give malchus for any yichud, even if it's not by Levir. So we said three terutzim. What is the three terutzim? One terutz is that what? Is that we don't give him malchus, if it's by Levir. Number two is what? We're going like Marzutra, who says you give malchus or machris, we don't give malchus. And what's number three? That if she has what? She has kids. She has no kids. Who do we give malchus to? She has kids. Sweet. If she has kids, what's the din? We don't give malchus, right? Because it'll get a slander. But if she has no kids, we would give malchus. But if it's by Labir, we don't. So that's what by Labir is coming to say. Those are the three things. The Yeshua says that's wrong. We make a low plume. Anytime, whether she has kids or no kids, we never flog her. Okay. Fine. Now, Lamaisa, I have a kasha for you. Listen to this. Adam, is it possible to say the same thing? What do we say about Baal Beer according to Rashi? What do we say about Baal Beer according to Rashi? There's still an Isser what? A Dainish Isser Mineral Bottom, yes? Much better. This is much darker. You see that? Yesh Isser. You see that? Let me ask you, Adam. What about Pesach Pasuach Rosh Hashanah Rabban? Is there still also an Isser Rabbanan? What do you say? Again, Adam, there are two heterim we had on the Gemara. First one is Baal Beer. What's the second one? Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh Hashanah Rabban. So I want to know, is there still a vestige of an Issur D'Rabbanan according to who? According to Rashi. Just like according to Rashi, Baal Abir, there's still Nisra Drabbanan. Do you say Svi also, there's a Nisra Drabbanan by Pesach Basuch, which is a Rabbin? What do you say? What do you say, Lamaisa? Okay? What do you think? There's still an Nisra, or do you say it's completely Mutter? What would you say? So I want you to get this. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Chav Beis Osvav says that it's also Asur L'Chachilu. Pesach Basuch, which is Rabbin. You're alone with the woman, you leave the door open. It's only us, it's only B'dievet, it's Mutter. But it's also to do the L'Chachil. That's what he wants to write. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. So I saw, quoted, that the Rav Shach Tzatzal, in his Sefer Avi Ezri, listen to this, says, it's Mashu from Rashi that he would be Mutter, that's completely Mutter. By Le'Be'ir, there's an Issa Nirobonim. Pesach Pasuch Lushus Rabim, what's it then? Mutter Le'Gamri, Yosef. Why? You tell me. Because according to Rashi, what's the nature of the Isser Yichud? It's a separate what?
Separate Isser.
So Rashi says, even though the Baal's in the city, and there's no Chash, it's still Usser. Yes? Rek Svi? But Pesach Basul Lishus Rabin, what's the din? What's the Chiddush? It's not called Yichud at all! And therefore Rashi's mode, it's Mutter L'Chachila. So I want you to get that. Rav Shach argues in Aruch HaShulchan. By Pesach Pasuach Rosh Hashanah. Pesach Pasuach Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Right? What does Rashi say? What's Rashi? According to the Aruch HaShulchan, Asur Midrabanan. Just like what? Just like Baal Abir. What does Rav Shach say? Avi Ezri's Rav Shach Sefer. You tell me, bless you. What's the Sfar? Why is it Mutter? Why is it Mutter? Descriptively, why do you think Pesach Pasuch is better than Baal Abir? It's not Yichud. If your door is open, you're not alone. Baal Abir, you are alone, no. Just someone's in the city. The husband's in the city. So that's what Rav Shach writes. If you hold, it's very interesting. If you hold that it's a separate Isser, by Baal Be'er, there still will be an Isser the Rabbanan. But by Pesach Pasuch Shrab, it's not a Yichud at all. Refer to the Legamri. That's what Rav Shach wanted to say, Alomdus. You follow me? It's a beautiful Svarah, Lamaisa, that Rav Shach wants to say. Halach Lamaisa. That's the Chiddush that he points out here. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, this brings us to the following Shiloh. Okay, let's get it. You with me? Let's get it, guys. So, David, you got me? Do you need mamish Pesach Pasuach? Mamish. What do I mean that? Do you need the guys walking by to be able to look in and see you and the girl? Or is it enough to say that the door is unlocked? How do you interpret the words Pesach Pasuach? Is it literal that they have to be able to see in? Or is it enough to say that the door is unlocked? That's the suffix of David Luria. So the Piskei Tshuva, we just said the Shaila, Dovi. Please get it down. It says, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishisarab Mizmutr, yes? Does that mean, Mamish, that the people outside have to be able to see in, see you and the girl? Or is it enough to say the door's unlocked? Door unlocked. You follow me? That's also Pesach Pasuach, baby. They can come in. So the Piskei Tshuva in Simen Chav Beis Sifkot and Ches quotes a Tshuva's base mayor that says you need Pesach Pasuach Mamish. What's the diuk? Because what's the lashon of the Gemara? It says Pesach Pasuach. It doesn't say Pesach Shen and Na'ul. The lashon of the Gemara means literal. That's Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuva's Kuf Aleph, and the base mayor quotes a Rashban the Tshuva's that if the house is unlocked, it's Mutter. The Rashban, the Tshuva says it's Mutter.
The house or the door? Same thing.
No, the Rashban says unlocked door is Mutter. Ein ze yichud. So everyone says a mistake in the Rashba. It should be Ein ze yisod, not Ein ze yichud. Change the word yichud to yisod.
What's that?
Instead of a yisod means no foundation, meaning it's usser. Change the ches to the samach. And the Beis Yosef says, Ein kan yisod lahater. That's the way it's quoted. That's where the base mayor quotes it. But if you look in the Beis Yosef himself, If you look in the Beis Yosef himself in Siman Yud Aleph, Yosef, he says, Ein Zeh Yichud, not Ein Zeh Yisod. That means an unlocked door is mutter. And so says the Radbaz, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Chafal, bless you. And the Mabit, Chelek Aleph, Siman Resh Pei Zayin, they all quote this Rashba and say, if it's unlocked, it's mutter. And so says the Sefer Yiril Rabin Yonos, Resh Lamed Aleph. What is the concept of the Yichud? A locked door. A locked door, guys. You follow me? So how do we hold on this Shiloh? How do we hold on this Shiloh? Is an unlocked door enough, or does it have to mamish be open? So I want you to get this. The Chabrina Rav and the Sefer Dvar Halach, Hashem, the Chazon Ish, say if you have another kula, what's the other kula would be? Let's say you have Baal Be'er and an unlocked door. That's mutter. If you have Baal Be'er, you can rely on an unlocked door. The door doesn't have to be open mamish. Okay? That's what he wants to tie in. And there are those that say, please get this down, even if it's locked. But some people have keys, also mutter. It's like it's unlocked.
How many is some people?
What'd you say?
How many is some?
As long as there's some, that's enough. Some. One person might push up shot, no? So you hear what I'm saying? That's a tremendous kula. So there are some that say that you can rely on the fact that it's unlocked if you have another kula by the beer. But Reb Moshe says like this, I want you to get it. Ibn Ezer, Chelik Dalet Simen Samachel is Dalet. He paskins, even if the door is locked, even if the door is locked, since it is the derech for people to ring the bell, and you open, people open the door because, you know, they don't feel comfortable, they know you're home. He says, even if it's locked, it's mutter. Isn't that amazing? As long as the time period of the day that people ring the doorbell. Can you believe that? Say up to 10 o'clock at night, people ring the doorbell. He says, even if the door is locked, it's mutter, because you're afraid that someone might knock and you'll have to open the door. But if it's after 10, I'm giving that example, that if no one knocks on the door, then it would be usher with a locked door, it would be mutter with an unlocked door. That's what he says. Mutter with an unlocked door. You're the chiddush? Unbelievable chiddush. So we seem to be saying that Pesach Pasul is not literal. Unlocked is enough. And Ramesh even has a cool, even if it's locked, but you think that people are what? People are going to ring the doorbell and come in. Amazing. So the Berhetiv is Simcha Pesach Kontesa. Pesach Chuv is Simcha Pesach Kontesa. B'Shem Knesach Daila. Listen to this. Pesach Pasul is Shabbos only beyond, or the beginning of the nighttime, when people are passing by. But 11:30 at night, forget about it. No one's on the streets. It's usher. So you don't need an open door mamish. You don't need an open door mamish. Okay? You don't need an open door mamish because we're afraid that what? We're afraid at night, Lamaisa, another guy would pass by. It's enough to have the door unlocked. So you don't need the devil to be psucha mamish because then you're afraid Belila, some guy might come in, Lamaisa, and see. But it's enough to have an undoor locked. But the door unlocked is only when it's what? Not after 10. You follow me? So please get that. So this heter is only beyond or the beginning of the nighttime when people are on the streets. If no one's on the streets, you know, forget about it, Lamaisa. There's no such kula. No one comes in. Now, it seems to be if 11 o'clock at night you open your door, he seems to say that it's mutter, the beer heter. I don't see why it's mutter. No one's on the street anyway. I guess he says if the door is open, anyone can walk in, even if no one's on the street. Which is a bit of a chiddush to me, no? Perhaps I would say, I would paskin l'chumrag in that. If you're 11:30 at night to open the door wide, that should make it mutter. No one's on the street. But I guess anyone could walk in. That's what he's assuming. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that heter. I would not feel comfortable with that heter at all. But this brings us to the ultimate shiloh, and that's the shiloh of driving. There was a man that made the joke, the Gavra, the Issa, and the Chefsa. Right? The man, there's a guy in Kailu, 40 years ago in Yeshiva in YU, said when there's a date, you have the Gavra, the man, the Issa. Issa is the Lashon the Gemara for the woman, and you have the Chefsa. What's the Chefsa? The car. Okay? So when he asked to borrow a car from someone, he said, can I borrow the Chefsa? And everyone knew he meant the car. Okay?
Did you
hit the windows rolled down? Oh, so that's a Shiloh. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman Shiloh in Simin Sadi Aleph Oschaf Aleph. Please get it. Simin Sadi Aleph Oschaf Aleph. He says, driving in a car. Is driving in a car, Adam, like Pesach Pasuch Pershusarabim or not? That's the Shiloh. Because there are windows. Now, I'm not talking about tinted. The tinted windows is like they're not open. But if they're not tinted, what do you say? So he wanted to tie it that if there are other cars around and they're not tinted, he says that's like Pesach Pasuach Rishus HaRabim. If you're on the car, if you're on the streets with other cars. But he says, if you're going on a road where there are no other cars, that's an Isser of Yichud. If there's other cars, it's fine. L'maisim. Let me ask you a question though. Even if you're on a road with other cars, why aren't we choshish you go to a side road? You follow me? If you're on a regular, a main thoroughfare where there are a lot of cars, we said it's mutter. If you're on a private one, it's usher. But I'm asking you, even if you're on the main thoroughfare with a lot of cars, why aren't we choshish to maybe go to a side street?
Is the car still pass? Like it's still on Zman?
But I want you to get this concept. We don't make up new chumras. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you're in a state where there's no yichud now, we're not choshish that what? That you're going to go to a situation where we're going to what? We're going to create what? A new situation. That's what the Torah Yisrael says, the same Rabbi Yoshev as well. You follow that chiddush? We're not choshish that you're going to all put yourself in a scenario, halach l'maisi. You know what I'm saying? That you're going to put yourself in a scenario of yichud. You hear what I'm saying? If you're in a main thoroughfare with other cars, it's fine. If you're on the side with no other cars, it's dosser. But to ask you why you're on the main thoroughfare, because you might go on the side with that, we don't find. And Rav Moshe says the same svara. In Ibn Ezra, Chelik Dalet, Simon Samacheos, Gimel, he says, there are poskim that say that maybe you won't what? Maybe you'll go off on the side road, people won't see it. So therefore, L'chachil, you shouldn't drive in a car with a woman on a date. Shasat Chak, you can be Mekel. But L'chachil, no. Some poskim said, you know what Rav Moshe says? He says, I don't understand that. I don't agree with that, Chumra, like I said before. Why not? I don't understand. Pesach Pasuch Rishus Rabim. What did the Gemara say? It's Mutter. Why aren't we choshish that will lock the door? You know what I'm saying? That could upgefreg the whole heter. The whole heter of Pesach Pasuch Rishus Rabim should go up in smoke. Oh, I should be choshish going to lock the door. We're not choshish that.
The car tank is the car.
Same thing. If you're on the car with the main thoroughfare, we're not choshish going to on the side road. At that state now, you're not in Yichud. So it's not Usher. So we're not choshish you're going to do it.
So if the car locks, it's not a problem for saying the windows.
What do you mean if the car locks?
Because the car automatically locks by itself.
As long as people can see in. As long as people can see in, it's fine. If it's tinted, you got a problem. If someone can see in, the other cars on the road, it's fine. It's like Pesach Pasuach is dropping. And that's where Moshe basically wants to say the Chiddush. Okay. Let's close with the following. Hope Simi comes back so we can daven Mincha. No? Is he coming back, Adam? Do you know? Or we'll have to grab someone from outside, Ben, okay? Let's just close with the following Nakuda, which I thought was an amazing kash on the ladder case. Remember we said remove the ladder? Yeah? Oh, excellent, Yosef. Excellent kasha. You got me? What's the Chazanish say and the Chidah? What does it help removing the ladder? Put it right back. She'll put the ladder back and she'll go up to him. It's a great kasha, no? What is removing the ladder? Okay, she's a strong lady. It's a great kasha, no? Chazanish and the Chidah asked this kasha. So what's the answer? So according to the Pnei Yoshua, it's not a problem because this is all a chumra anyway, remember? They were never in the state of Yichud anyway. But the Sefer Salmas Chaim says, B'shem Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. You know who that was? The chief rabbi of Yishalayim. What does Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld say? He says that since it was a separate room, and they did a Maisa Vakera, there was no Isser Yichud. There's a separate room. It's a very similar answer. It was a Maisa Eker, and therefore there's no problem. Allah Maisa. But I have another question. Rav Yosef was married here, but what was so special about Rav Yosef? The Amora. He was what? Rav Yosef was what? Was blind. He was a Summa. He was Saginar. So Rav David Luri Nor Sameach say, what do you mean? He was blind. So what's the answer? The answer is there's no Yichu when it's Baal Abir, even if he's blind. Why? Because he knows what's going on. Even though he can't see, he feels. He feels. So the Kula of Baal Abir also applies by a blind man. You follow me? Maybe even more. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay. Now tomorrow, B'ezras Hashem, guys. Tomorrow we go Vayter. Okay? So the guys who didn't take the Bechina, guys who want it, you'll finish up the Bechina, you can finish up after Mincha. I'm going to stay here till 2, okay? And tomorrow we start a new sugya, so I'll call the guys who weren't for the Bechina. They got to take the Bechina. There are a few guys who didn't take the Bechina, okay? Aryeh, Stephen, Pinchas, who was there to be with his grandparents, and Ephraim. So I'll speak to them. And we'll go vayta tomorrow, B'Shem. Okay, so we want to plan, when thank you very much. Shkoyach. We got a plan, we're going to have Mincha now. We got a plan, we want to have the Shabbaton. So I think I'm leaning to do it between Purim and Pesach, you know? Maybe. All right, we'll see. Maybe we can do it after Pesach. Where's Ben? We have a minion here? Who wants to down for Yom?
We need one more.
Sweet, go ahead.
Rough question. My name is Eric Rossin. I'm filming a scene for the Purim Spiel very quickly. Do you mind if I borrow a few of those?
No problem. Take care.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We're going to down Mincha now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to run, but...
you can't join us?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, okay.
Tight schedule. Thanks.
I don't think so. Unless you want to have it.
No, that's what I had in my calendar.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna have it the 24th. Which Ben, you want to grab one person? Ben, grab two guys, okay? Yeah.
Glassman,
pretty much as soon as we finish.
Jonathan,
did you see Glassman?
Yeah.
He will
be with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want you to leave then.
Oh,
so we got to get three guys then.
We're not ready.
What'd you say? Okay, ready? Asher, you should be
done. We don't have 9 right now.
We have 10. Get Ben. I don't want you to miss your class. Asher, you should be done. Thank you. Okay, Ben, grab two guys.